sitting comfortably, like a tree growing out of the earth. Find your primary object of focus. Check your posture. Incline the mind towards that which best supports you. Incline the mind to freeing the mind, to clearing the mind, to realizing the end of suffering, and then letting all that be, just awareness arising, settling awareness, present moment awareness, non-distracted and unwavering awareness and single-mindedness in the present moment. So not allowing the mind to wander in a gentle way. Coaxing it back to what is here, what is now. And allowing the object also to approach, to come to the mind's attention. We send the mind to the object, but the object also is arising. Arising and ceasing, and we notice all aspects of it from the moment it appears, while it's there, and when it's gone, without any ownership, without controlling, without creating anything, without trying to make it into something that it isn't, but just a receptive, open awareness. And notice if there's anything that obstructs that awareness, anything at all. The main hindrances are that which pulls the mind towards another object, which is not present, or to something that is present in the mind that we don't want to let go of, such as a joyful feeling. We don't want it to change, and then it disappears. To be aware of those inclinations, inclining towards the object too strongly, or being repelled, unhappy with the object. And these are the signs of wanting, not wanting. The lure of something attractive, and being upset by that which is unattractive, pleasant, unpleasant, greedy, averse. The causes for these two inclinations are unwise or careless attention to that which is attractive, that which we desire, that which is pleasing, or careless, unmindful attention to that which is not attractive, not pleasant. Always bringing the mind back to the middle, not minding properly, enables the hindrances to distract and degrade the quality of our attention. And mindfully, heedfully, wisely, we work towards purifying and upgrading the quality of our attention, so that the awareness is simply with the object exactly as it is, not making it other than it is. Not fascinated by it, nor fearful of it. Not fluffed up by it, or oppressed by it. Just sit and observe and know. But in our observation, we use the sharp tool of wise discernment to correct the mental posture, to balance it, so that we can be fearless with what is fearful. We see it as empty, changing, impermanent. There's no ownership. By its changing nature, it is suffering. It is unsatisfactory. Pleasing now, but then it's gone. So it becomes unpleasant when it's gone. And in noticing that change and not owning any of it, wisely see the emptiness of all these phenomena so that we can observe them with a mind that is calm, unagitated, not dull, not doubting, just seeing things as they are, accepting them as they are. When there's restlessness, bring the mind back to a restful posture. An attitude, a gratitude, a sense of the blessing that is here. Coaxing gently. Knowing this is like the wind element, like water that is agitated. And then when the mind is dull, it's as if murky. Can't know the object properly. And these are also lack of awareness of the restlessness, and before we know it, we're gone. The object is lost, or the dull mind, bored, listless, we energize it Look for those three characteristics. Bring up that persistent effort to persevere, realign, reorient ourselves. Clear, clarify the object. Tuning in. Feel the peace of letting things be exactly as they are when the mind is aware and clear. Peace of that, one moment of that, the value of it, the support. Taste that. And allow it to grow. We water it. Nourish it. Feeling the body, the breath in the body. The seat of awareness in the field of awareness growing, brightening. The sky of the mind, clear. Clouds wandering, but the sky of the mind, clear, vast. Memories, projections, creations, imaginations, not to flutter with those. Not to give vent to those, but to send our attention in a single pointed way to the center of the heart, the very center of that vast field of awareness. Centering, being in the middle, not being anything at all, not reaching for anything at all, just knowing. Wisely knowing. Not asking anything from this. But being intimate with it completely. Unified with it, totally. Unbent, untangled, unsullied. Untied, unburdened. It's a bow, a reverence, peace, joy. Be the freedom of thoughtless mind. Return to that. See the possibility. The emptiness. Spaciousness. The safety. Of that, the strength, protecting it, not losing focus, minding the energy. We mind it. We care for it. Not spilling. Not hoarding. Just sharing it. Bathing in it, sharing it. Inhaling it, exhaling it. No inhaler, no exhaler. No asthma. No plasma. Not just a pure being. As pure can be. Until we disappear with the breath, moment by moment. And then it arises again, new, fresh, into the sphere of our view. New again, another moment. Nothing to cling to, nothing to hold, nothing to think or do. Just this. Rightly knowing. Kindly knowing. It's a baptism. An unbirthing. Undying. Inexpressible, imperturbable presence. Breathing in, breathing out, like the waves of the ocean, touching the shore, receding again. The wind at the window. The breath in clear view, feeling it. Not fighting, allowing, accepting evenly every breath. Not agitating, nor dulling. Not hiding, not aggressing, the inner vision sharpened, direct, sweet. Simple, peaceful. We are barefoot, empty-handed at the shrine, unadorned, but the mind is bright. Let it glow. In the darkness, at the very, very center, there is a tiny light. Even the tiniest light will defeat the darkest space. Like a little star. That's all. We know it's there. We see it. In the darkness, even that is magnificent, is a gift. We attend to it. We mind it. We care for it. It brightens. Even if it changes and disappears, we know the way to stay at the shrine in the center of the heart. We wait without waiting. We are patient beyond measure. We are stronger than we know. Within the fearful night, we are fearless. This is the path. Brave. Kind. Determined. Gentle. Stay present, awake, alert, untroubled, undistracted, unwavering in effort. Stilling the trembling of the mind, patiently, knowing when we're off course, coming back gratefully to the shore, the farther shore. A true home, hard to reach. In one moment, we're there. Remembering to come back, to stay present, to still the mind. To know the elements. The simple joy of sitting, of knowing, of seeing, of breath by breath being. No one to be, just pure beingness. beyond the dimensions of time and space, there is the silence. We listen, listening to the silence, the Dhamma.
Just a couple of announcements. Just wanting to let everyone know that you're welcome to stand up in the hall here. If you're feeling drowsy and you need to change position, you can just quietly stand up at your spot for part of the meditation. That's quite acceptable. And we have a group sets of interviews coming up. There are three groups of interviews starting now at 9:30. You might want to check the board to see if you're on that group. And then there's two groups of interviews at 10:45. That's right in the middle of the sitting. So the recommendation is if you're part of a 10:45 group, you're welcome to sit upstairs, just right up the stairs, Guru Alley, at the room at the far end, M200, from 10:15 until 10:45. And then you can join your group, so it's less distracting for the people sitting in the hall here.